presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
February 18, 10:01 America New York, hotels, booking sites say Americans will keep traveling in 2023. Travel companies say leisure spending continues despite higher costs.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
February 18, 9:41 America New York. Twitter to limit two-factor authentication by text to paid subscribers. The social media platform has been looking for ways to bring in additional revenue.
Global economy.
February 18, 9:01 America New York. Clothing companies look to reduce China manufacturing exposure. Brands have begun to shift away from mass textile production in the country as they seek to reduce supply chain risks. New York Times Business.
February 18, 8:00 America New York. Rethinking the digital detox. Experts say the best way to set boundaries with technology involves sustained effort, not just a break.
Global economy.
February 18, 7:01 America New York. Dollar bounces back as U.S. economy defies doubters. Currency picks up after falling more than 11% since October.
New York Times Business.
February 18, 5:00 America New York. Fixing Social Security and Medicare. Where the parties stand. Republicans and Democrats have sharply divergent approaches to repairing the programs. Any solutions will affect younger workers as much as retirees.
New York Times Business.
February 18, 5:00 America New York. Do I have to smell my coworker? Either way, saying something about a colleague's overwhelming perfume or enduring it is a delicate situation.
Marginal Revolution.
February 18, 2:44 America New York. Chinese charter city in the Marshall Islands? On a tropical Pacific atoll irradiated by U.S. nuclear testing and twice since evacuated because of the fallout, Carrie Yan and Gina Zhou plan to create a unique paradise for Chinese investors.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
February 18, 0:00 America New York. AI in your workplace. Efficient, bossy, dehumanizing. Call centers are at the forefront of deploying artificial intelligence, with bots that automate basic tasks and instruct humans how to do their jobs.
Global economy.
February 18, 0:00 America New York. Inflation-linked bonds disappoint even as they deliver on their promise. Canadian finance minister breaks ranks with decision to stop issuance of the debt instrument.
BBC News Business.
February 17, 1923 America New York. Why is the UK economy lagging behind the US, Germany and others? Projections suggest the UK recovering slower than other countries, and the reasons go beyond Brexit.
Daily FX Market News. February 17, 1800 America New York. Dollar breakout and S&P 500 breakdown don't project conviction into next week. The technical levels were clear for the US-based S&P 500 and dollar through the end of last week, and both tentatively earned a break Friday. That said, follow-through was clearly under scrutiny by the time liquidity drained.
Marginal Revolution.
February 17, 1620 America New York, Ross doubted on ChatGPT. Interesting throughout, here is one part. Seeing it doesn't make me think that the engineer was right, but it does draw me closer to Cowan's reading of things, especially when he called Sidney a version of the 18th-century romantic notion of demon, brought to digital life.
BBC News Business.
February 17, 1615 America New York, Amazon calls staff back to office 3 days a week. The firm joins a slew of other companies that are tightening remote work rules.
BBC News Business.
February 17, 1533 America New York, Manchester United, Sheikh Jassim confirms Qatari bid to buy Premier League club. Sheikh Jassim bin Hamad bin Jaber Al Thani, the chairman of one of Qatar's biggest banks, confirms a bid to buy Manchester United.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
February 17, 1513 America, New York. Policy failure during the Great Depression. With Charlie Matthews, generations of students learned that the Great Depression was a conspicuous failure of free market capitalism that only ended with the New Deal.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
February 17, 1345 America, New York, John Jasinski's sunk cost fallacy. Minnesota State Senator John Jasinski recently argued in favor of continuing the drug war on the basis of sunk costs. He argued that because police have spent thousands and thousands of dollars on training drug-sniffing dogs, that investment is lost if the drug war ends.
Marginal Revolution.
February 17, 1345 America, New York, one path for science fiction submissions? From my email, thought you might find this interesting, http://neil-clark.com/a-concerning-trend/the-online-sci-fi-magazine Clark's World has seen a steep increase in submissions, driven by stories created using ChatGPT and similar systems.